Well, if you are planning your holiday and those plans include getting to Dublin Airport on a bus, you might have to think again because significant cutbacks have been announced on some services. Air Coach has said it will no longer service Bray or Greystones due to a fall in demand, while the airport hopper service that runs between Maynooth and Tallaght and Dublin Airport has confirmed to RTÉ News that it has ceased operating due to financial difficulties. We'll get more on this now from our consumer affairs correspondent Angus Cox. Angus, you might start by bringing us up to speed with the situation with the airport hopper service, as there has been speculation about it over the last week.
Yes, Jackie, there had been rumours circulating on social media for the last week or so that airport hopper bus services had stopped operating, and up until now there was no official confirmation one way or the other from the company. But I can tell you, in a statement to RTÉ News, Airport Hopper Holdings Limited, which operates the service, has now said that from Monday the 10th of February, so 9 days ago, it paused the service. And by all accounts, this all happened fairly suddenly, with reports that some drivers woke up to texts telling them the service had stopped and not to come into work. The company said the services were financially unsustainable for a long period of time, with passenger numbers on the routes not being sufficient to make it viable. It said it tried everything in its power to make that viable, including cutting fares to increase numbers, but with spiralling costs, including fueling, tolls, insurance and airport charges, it decided to stop the service. It says it's notified all staff, and the airporthopper.ie website hasn't been accepting new bookings since February 9th, and it said that any customers who've booked will be refunded. There were two separate airport hopper services, to Dublin Airport, one starting in Tallaght, the second one running from Maynooth, as you said. And there's obviously quite a bit of consternation locally in the areas of Kildare and West Dublin over the sudden ending of the service. And I've been getting reaction to that from independent TD for Dublin Midwest, Paul Gogarty.
I'm not 100% sure how commercially viable the service was, but it certainly provided a much-needed added value operation going direct to the airport for people who work in sociable hours, and also for people carrying a lot of luggage who are going on holidays, for example. We're trying to encourage people not to drive to the airport, but in the absence of a proper rail link, we have no option but to use the bus otherwise, and the bus service to the airport isn't fit for purpose at the moment. There are options, for example, that the NTA could use. There's commercial operations by Busair that stop at many locations but don't pick up. They could be requested to pick up. Maybe it might be commercially viable for them, or maybe we need to put a public service route onto some of the key areas going from Maynooth and from Tallaght.
So, Angus, Paul Gogarty mentioned a potential role for the National Transport Authority in seeking potential replacements for the service.
That's right, Jackie. And I've been speaking with the NTA about this too, and it confirmed the licence holder informed it that the two airport hopper services would no longer be operating. Officially, the bus company Jewelway holds the licence for the routes, but says it sold the licence to operate the Maynooth and Tallaght routes to Dublin Airport in 2021 and is no longer responsible for them. And the NTA told me that when a commercial bus operator withdraws a route, it could then establish whether that withdrawal creates a deficiency in connectivity. And if that's the case, it could identify potential solutions, which can include a requirement to provide a subsidised PSO or public service obligation route. And with the difficulties the airport hopper operators have outlined, calls for routes to be subsidised will no doubt grow.
And Angus, it's not just the airport hopper. Cuts to other airport bus services have also been announced.
Yes, it's proven to be a turbulent time for operators of these services. From next month, Air Coach is cutting services to its 700 route. That's going to just operate between the airport and Leopardstown and won't be servicing places like Fox Rock and Cabinteely. Also, the 702 route, which will operate between Dublin Airport and Dalkey, significantly will no longer serve Loughlinstown, Shankill, Bray or Wicklow, or Bray or Greystone. So big losses there in Wicklow. It says it's been experiencing declining passenger numbers in recent years, and they're not viable in their current guise, these routes. And interestingly, Jackie, it says journey times have increased due to traffic congestion and that other transport options at the airport are being favoured by passengers. So maybe this is something to take note of from an infrastructure perspective going forward.
Consumer Affairs correspondent Angus Cox, thank you.